South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. New South Dakota Property Records Search Tool for Deeds, Permits, and Liens. PropertyChecker.com has launched a dedicated South Dakota portal for searching property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in SD can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records that typically require multiple county searches. Add 8/southdakota.propertychecker.com/ to your toolkit for faster property record lookups across South Dakota. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Building Permits. New guide decodes local codes, architect rules for real estate pros. Permit Velocity published a concise guide covering South Dakota's decentralized building codes, architect requirements, and local permit processes for contractors and design professionals. Real estate professionals in SD need to understand how varying local permit rules and licensing requirements can affect transaction timelines, development feasibility, and property valuations across jurisdictions. Review the full guide at .permitvelocity.com/resources/South Dakota Building Permits-Codes and Licensing to stay ahead of local regulatory hurdles. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines, SD Commission Rates in Focus, What Pros Need to Know for 2024. A Redfin guide breaks down South Dakota real estate commission rates for 2024, including typical costs and factors that affect pricing. Understanding current commission structures helps SD agents and brokers stay competitive with clients in a shifting market. Review the full breakdown at https://www.redfin.com/blog/South Dakota Real Estate Commission/to benchmark your 2024 rates. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Hand County Assessor's Office Key SD Real Estate Resource. Jamie Russell serves as Director of Equalization and Zoning Administrator for Hand County's Assessor's Office. Real estate professionals in SD rely on county assessors for accurate property valuations and zoning guidance essential to transactions. Visit the Hand County Assessor's Office website for valuation and zoning information. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Department of Revenue offers property tax resources for real estate pros. The South Dakota Department of Revenue provides information on property taxes that individuals can access online. Real estate professionals in South Dakota need accurate property tax data to advise clients and close transactions effectively. Bookmark the Department of Revenue's property tax page for quick reference during client consultations, h/dor.sd.individuals/taxes/property-tax. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Register of Deeds Essentials. What Pros Need on Deed Transfers and Value. The South Dakota Department of Revenue provides essential guidance for registers of deeds covering real estate value, deed transfers, and sequence numbers. Real estate professionals in SD rely on accurate deed recording and transfer processes to close transactions smoothly and avoid title defects. Review the SD Register of Deeds Essentials at dor.sd.gov/government-register-of-deeds to stay current on recording requirements. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most SD jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some SD jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.